This is National Native News. I'm Hannah Colton in for Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal and political leaders in Washington, D.C. this week said President Trump's proposed 2019 budget sends a powerfully negative message to Indian country. In an oversight hearing for the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs Wednesday, lawmakers heard testimony about Bureau of Indian Affairs programs that face severe cuts or elimination. Aaron Payment is vice president of the National Congress of American Indians. He said Trump's proposed cuts show an unwillingness to uphold the government's trust responsibilities to tribes.
Many of the proposed draconian cuts in the draft budget threaten to limit or abrogate the treaty and trust obligation and is a clear retreat from the federal commitments made to tribes. Tribal parity should always be the driving principle for every federal department or initiative, including addressing the opiate epidemic and the building and repairing of our infrastructure.
Payment said while the NCAI is glad to see some increases for the Indian Health Service, they're alarmed by the proposed elimination of programs including the Indian Community Development Block Grant, low-income energy assistance, and tribal energy loan guarantees. Trump's budget would also do away with the Johnson-O'Malley Act, which subsidizes educational services for Native students, among other things. Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota slammed the Bureau of Indian Affairs, saying it's failed to advocate for enough funds for tribal law enforcement and public safety programs.
Fundamentally, keeping people safe has to be the highest priority. This cannot get ignored. Department of Justice needs to step up. BIA needs to step up if we're going to protect women and children in Indian country. And if we're not willing to step up, then let's just admit that they're second-class citizens. They aren't entitled to the same protection that other people in this country are entitled to.
Robert McGee, vice president of the United South and Eastern Tribes, also expressed concern about Secretary Ryan Zinke's mass reorganization of the Interior Department, which included nearly a dozen employees who are tribal members. The president's budget proposal is just a starting point. Congress will make the final appropriations. The Navajo Nation is the latest tribe to file a lawsuit over opioid addiction. The lawsuit, filed this week in U.S. District Court in New Mexico, points to more than 7,000 overdose deaths on the Navajo Nation from 2014 through 2016. The suit is aimed at prescription drug manufacturers and distributors. In a statement, Navajo President Russell Begay said the nation isn't going to sit back and let the community be torn apart by illicit and prescription drug abuse. The lawsuit points to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data that indicates Native children 12 and older use opioids for non-medical purposes at a rate double that of white children. Begay says Native Americans have disproportionately suffered during health crises for generations, and the opioid addiction epidemic is no different. Tribes in the Dakotas, Wyoming, and Wisconsin have recently filed similar lawsuits. Minnesota lawmakers are considering creating a task force to address the problem of missing and murdered Indigenous women in the state. The St. Paul Pioneer Press reported a House committee heard testimony Wednesday on the bill, which has broad bipartisan support. The Minnesota Coalition for Battered Women says while Native American women make up just 1% of the state's population, at least 9% of victims of domestic violence-related homicides are Native. The task force, with representatives from tribal governments and law enforcement agencies, would report annually to the Minnesota legislature. It would study systemic causes of violence against Native women and girls, how to better track and collect data, and how to resolve jurisdictional barriers. If the legislation is passed, the task force could start as soon as October. For National Native News, I'm Hannah Colton.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting with support from the Public Radio Satellite Service.
Support by the law offices of Sanofsky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanofsky.com.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.